With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump has returned to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans for the first time since the January 6, 2021 attack. The former president says under President Biden, the U.S. economy is in shambles.
We have inflation that's killing everybody. We have levels of inflation that nobody's seen for, they say 42 years, they say 53 years, and they say 75 years. I would say probably all of them are wrong. Probably we've never seen levels like this before.
GOP lawmakers are finding themselves newly energized and reinvigorated by Mr. Trump's bid to retake the White House. Also at SRNNews.com, Russian officials say U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich, jailed in Russia for over a year on espionage charges, will be standing trial in the Ural Mountain city of Yekaterinburg. Gershkovich has been charged with espionage. He denies those charges, and there is still no word on when that trial will begin. Wholesale prices dropped last month. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
There's another sign that inflation may be easing. Wholesale price increases fell in May, the latest sign that inflation pressures in the country may be slowing down. The Labor Department reported that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.2% from April to May. That's after rising 0.5% the month before. Compared to last year, wholesale prices were up 2.2% in May. The producer price index can provide an early read on where consumer inflation is heading as the Federal Reserve considers a timetable for cutting interest rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 92 points, the NASDAQ adding 49 points. This is SRN News. A court battle over a T-shirt continues. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
There are only two genders. Those are the words emblazoned on a shirt worn by 7th grader Liam Morrison during a school day at Nicholas Middle School in Middlesbrough, Massachusetts last year. School officials kicked him out for a violation of the hate speech code. Now two courts have ruled the schools were in the right. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Morrison, says there will likely be an appeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Governor Jay Inslee says Washington will spell out in state law that hospitals must provide abortions if needed to stabilize patients. The U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule this month on whether conservative states can bar abortions during some medical emergencies. Inslee wants to remove any doubt that hospitals are required to provide abortions when they are deemed necessary. This is SRN News. The ties between North Korea and Russia are becoming ever close.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has hailed the country's expanding relationship with Russia, as reports suggest that President Vladimir Putin will soon visit the country for his third meeting with Kim. Military, economic, and other cooperation between Pyongyang and Moscow have sharply increased since Kim visited Russia last September for a meeting with Putin. The US, South Korea, and their partners believe North Korea has supplied artillery, missiles, and other conventional weapons to Russia to support its war in Ukraine in return for advanced military technologies and economic aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A widespread power outage is at Puerto Rico and left more than 300,000 customers without electricity after two of the U.S. territory's power plants shut down. The capital of San Juan was left without power late Wednesday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.